Negate Chazara hold by Simikul Ches, the Sugya of Rechel. Of course, Gemara Psochem, with Ayin Vav and Beis, brings down that Rav says, if Bosa Shchutum, that's Shomein, even in the case of Bosa and Vela is Kochosh, still they'll ask and want to other beside the Sugya of Rechel. Gemara says, Mephatim La Dodi. Rashi explains that the Shomein that is kosher will go inside the Nevela that is Kochosh, make it fatty, and now the Nevela has Gid like being Shomein, and give off the smell in the case of where that's Kochosh. Levi says, the other way around, Faket, even a situation with the Bost Nevela Shomein, Lamai sets Mutter. My time, the Gemara says, why? Machalik is Rechel Moso La Moso. Then Levi holds Rechel La Moso. Masha Inkein, Rav says Rechel is Moso. Halacha, Bishon speak out, sound like the steers of Sugis, and the Gemara of Psochem versus Gemara of Adizero. The Maisha Bey, Tom says we pass him like Rav. And then we come along and says, Halacha is Rechel is Moso. It's also even with the Evid. Atzad Hasheni, Rashi paskins like Levi, Rechel La Moso. We have the Rashba explains, he says, first, Reva Paiskim, Reva Moriam says, Rechel Lam also. However, even Levi agrees, Lechad Chila to be Machmer, though Lechad Kim to Resh Gulusa, only in case of B'dievet. What does the word of B'dievet mean? So, Mor brings down, in the case of here, we have Pas, got cooked with Milchiks, or Pas, got cooked with Fleishiks, you want to eat it with other men, don't eat it with other men, eat it by itself. Or, second case, Mor says, a case where Goy made it over here, Pas with Isser, might say not to go buy it, we have another option. Now go to the halachas over here, trying to make it easier to say over and to what it says on the page. The Mechaber says over here five different things, and the Mor says nine different things. Go step by step, each one what they say. First, come to the Mechaber and says it's also lechatchila to go do it, like the Rashba, to do a case of bosu with Isser. Can't do lechatchila, even in case not touching one with another. Second, but let's say it's done already, we pass him like Levi, going to Rashi. Halacha, there was done with mice and mutter b'dievet. Now, what does it mean, mutter b'dievet? The Shach comes along and says, the b'dievet means a pas that was cooked with a case of putach. The halacha is, l'chadchila, do not eat it with a case of basar. I mean, Chuy just saying, over the mo, in the Mechaber's case, Chuy, there's no machlokes. The third thing says in Mechaber, this situation, there is no chilik whether they're kochish, the vela is kochish or shomein, does not make a difference. Either way, l'chadchila to be machmer, either way, b'dievet to be mekel. However, it speaks out of the time in Shach, comes out over here, but let's say both of them are kochish, the mice can make even lechatchilo. A fourth point. Come over, Mechaber says a heter, but let's say the tanner is godol. In the case over here, it's a pipasuach. Explains the taz, you have both things together. It's open, and it's over here a case of a very big oven. That's you'd base a serenim. The loch is, then it's mutl lechatchilo, a little not touching each other. Now, what means open? The way the Shach explains, pasuach mamish. Completely open, like a kira fully opened. Now, it said over here, the shear is you'd base a serenim. There's a pesach tshuva and simon tarik zayin. Begin the machloikis. Does it mean the chalal of the oven? Does it mean the karak of the oven? The walls of the oven? That's why the different numbers floating around over here. But the get over here, tana gadol yud beis esrayim. Come on, the mechaber ends off a fifth point. But let's say one is covered, one or the other does not make a difference. Even if the tanner is sosum and the tanner is sosum and the tanner is cotton, the mice is still a person can be makel. That's bad thing when you go on an airplane and they heat up your food over there together, a tray for food and a tray for airline. What do we say? Mechon aitz biyachad. Why? Because your food is covered. The double covering. Mice is covered over there. So it comes out right now in the Mechaber, even though we are Machmer, Lechatchilo, there are three. Number one, if both of them are Kochosh. Again, people go to the Machmer, Tavla, Brach, but both of them are Kochosh. Second, when it's a Tana, Godel, and the Pesuch, Mamish. And the third case over here, one of the Mechosso, one of the Mechosso, Mice is Mutter. Three things Mutter, Lechatchilo. Come on, Lemo, and he says 9 points over here. Number one, the Mechaber's case over here is the situation of Isser. Says the Ramah, who in the case of Bosom Cholov, there's no difference. What mean Bosom Cholov? Explains the Shach. Does not mean pass im Bosser, pass im Cholov. It means the case of here, Bosser im Cholov. It also doesn't mean the case of being baked together, not a case of Bishol, that would be a loch and sepeis. A second thing is, we're getting Machmir Tana Godel. Now, and only be, and once we make even a case of a Tana Cotton. Now, what does it mean, Tana Godel, Tana Cotton, Sosom over here? So first, the Taz explains over here, when it says over here to be machmer, to be machmer in a tanner godel, it's mechaber namal. The mechaber says over here in a tanner godel is mutter lechatchila, and the mod says the tanner godel is oslachila. Says the Shach, there is no machlekes. It's discussing two separate cases. The mechaber says to be machmer lechatchila, make lechatchila, it's mutter lechatchila. The loch is the mechaber is discussing with psuach legamri. It's mamish opened. The Mashiach, the Ramah says, only b'di'evet was psuach tzas. Now the Shach speaks out by Tana Kotan. The loch is a person can make it even with the Eved. He says the case here with the Sosim can make it even with the Eved. Not Sosim the Gami, that'll be a case later on. That means you have to realize there are three cases here. There's Psuach Mamish, Sosim Tzas, and Sosim the Gami. I come out over here, the loch is by Psuach Mamish, and Tana Kotan Lamaita make loch Achilo. When the case over here, when it's not the case over here where it's Psuach Tzas, that's the loch only make it with the Eved. When it's Sosim the Gami, we'll get on to later on. Now, what is the getter of B'dievet? Explains to Ramal. You have a case of pas cooked together with Basar, or you have a case of pas cooked with Issar but owned by a guy. To go take the pas with Basar, to go eat with Cholov, that's literally getter, that Chila not to go do, and go buy pas from a guy, the Chila should not go do that. Let's say you have no other option, there's no other bread around, and Chlami, go buy from a guy, go eat this pas together with Cholov over here. Otherwise, the Chila not to go buy it. Now, Misa the Taz over here, saying not to look at chilo, but seemed to be in those days people go buy from a case from a goy when there's no baya bishul akum. Why? Because stam kli of a goy ain't even a yomai, and therefore it's nichel in the category go buy it, no problem over here. That means you have no option to say nice time of kam. That's the loch ain't even a yomai. Maisi can't go buy it. Now it speaks out the shach over here was saying the gedah b'dieved, but he says even let's say a tana is godol a pip is suach a little bit, still the chilo should not go eat it together with a pasta, cook a milk with fleishiks or vice versa. Says the Ramah, a fourth point, when Sosim Legamri, the loch is a person can be Mekel, but Mokum Hefsid. Now, what does it mean, Hefsid? The Shach said means the case of Hefsim Rubik, a person can be Mekel. Otherwise, the person has to be Machmer. A fifth point, when it's case is Harif, and both things in the Meiser are open, the loch is, this can be also even B'dieved. No, it had to Mokum Hefsid, Hefsim Rubik, the Meiser is also. Now, the way how the Chabad says, Ramah says over, whether the Issus Harif, whether the head is clear, the mice makes no difference over here, unless one of them is covered. And he said, even in a case where it's covered, the case of Betzik Ba'am with the dough itself. Now, speaking of the Taz, it sounds like over here, not to Mechalik, whether it's Tana Godel B'Suach Mamish or not. And if he the mice wants us and not to Mechalik, Lafuki, the Mashal, the Bath says, with Tana Godel B'Suach Mamish, even in a case of a person can be Mechal. He said, not to Paskin like this Mashal and Bach. A second thing, the Shach says, we think we Machmer B'Dieved in a case of Charif. Most of the Shachah's second case, Oishin Nasle Reach. I mean, sometimes let's say a person put meat inside his oven to give Reach to the potatoes. Whatever reason. If it's a whole kavon you put in to give Reach, it's Nichon the content of Laicharif, and therefore even B'dieved, the Mice will be also. Another thing that the Shach says to Kotin Yud, the Betzik over here is saying it might be Mekel with Mechoser. So the Shach, but the Mice said Toiv Lahachmer. What do you mean Toiv Lahachmer? So Kivegur, on the Betzak and Dov Charif, a person should be Toiv Lahachmer. Now there's a cash effect of Kiveger. You have the Betzek over here that's covering this Charif. The Charif, Lamaise, is open to the Botzak, to the dough, and then it gets now the taste of this Charif inside the Botzak. If so, now the Botzak that has its bleas inside should come out without the relative to other things inside the oven. So why the world is saying it's covered one thing with the Betzek? Let the Betzek get the Tam or the Reach from the Charif, and now go from the Betzek out to the second thing itself. Doesn't answer the question. A sixth one speaks out the Ramah, a case over here when you have a machvas, basically what it means, you have one pot of milchiks, one pot of fleishiks, and over that you have a frying pan turned upside down, covering it, and it's very close on top of it. It's close. Therefore you have a frying pan covering milk and fleishiks that has a little bit of space over there, a drop. Locha says Ramah, over there, even with the Yevid, Lamai sits ulcer. And therefore it's in a case of pas being cooked with this chalav, the locha is you cannot eat the pas or vice versa. Now the question is, if you make milk like a pas, Meister, can you go eat it by itself? Loch is its ulcer. Make flesh like a pas, can you eat it by itself? It's ulcer. Loch and simitzanik zayin. Got cold on Friday, someone made milk like a dough, about to put it inside the oven, and the husband, father, called up quickly and asked me what to go do now. They didn't bake it yet, and they're going to bake it on Friday for Shavuos. Is there any eitzah to go make, they had like 30 rolls over there, with dough inside, with milk inside the dough, what to go do? So I said, you have two eitzes in simitzanik zayin, either dov amort, which is a little bit amount, that you eat the next day, which is not going to happen. It's Friday till Sunday night. The second option is to make it siro. I asked them, we want to make a design out of it. So they're like, no, we have rolls to set up. They're ready to weave together, not weaved. Braided already. So I said, can you put cheese on top of it? So a little piece of cheese, each one a little piece of cheese. That'd be Nick over there. So they said, no, because over here the case it's sweet, and they want to put cheese on top. Like, can you put chocolate on top? So the kid said, yeah. So they end up putting chocolate every single one. They make this out of the oven. Now you see this chocolate there. It's a heck over there. And of course, it should not be a problem. By the way, stop davening. My sister's ulcer. In my house a couple of years ago, my kids are now, right now, they're making it, everything last night. Tati, don't worry. We're not making milky bread. We're not. So fine, fine. They know everyone learns the hard way. You know, you play with fire, you get burnt. Don't touch fire. Fine. The seventh point, Kamlo Ramon, and says, the locha of to be machma recha is dafka case of vasachas. However, zecha zeh, the locha is no problem. However, speaks out the Ramon over here, the sugya of zeh. That means everyone discusses of it, discusses zeh. The Ramon throws in derech agav. You have a bayam tad zeh by the machmas from shneim, they have a problem, which echanami, none of our sugya. But there is no zeh, no recha zecha zeh. Now, one of the sugya of zeh, ayin seven tak beis, sef ches, beshem, we'll get to in a bunch of months from now. Now, the Shach explains, what's the lumdus over here, zecha zeh tri mekel? He says, be'etzem, when the bus, let's say, is first, he says it goes inside the walls. It goes inside the walls 100%. But when the second thing, when the cholov is there, or the bread's there, it has no way coming out of the walls into the milk. There's no way getting out one to another. So it goes in, but can't come out. If so, come on, Pivege, Peskei Tshuva, they point out, what's the luck about the case of this concept of under the machmas? We're saying if a bayah, because both have mazia, both have to have zeya there, steam there. So kivegah, why is that so? Let the first one have no zeya, no liquid, the rech will go inside, and the second one will have zeya, and they'll come out inside. So give zeya. So once the shach is inside the lump tovia, it goes in inside the recho. Why is it? Ramah saying if there is no zeya both times, first can be mekel. Why let it be if there's a zeya just a second time? It should be a problem because second time we pull off the rech. Then to this, the Pesach Tshuva says, tell me the whole entire Indian over here that does go in the first time, then the mice of the walls have buster inside. Your bayam tells us to give Nikiya now. Let's say the second thing touches the walls. That means the lumpus of Shach is explaining it goes into the walls. You'll have a bayah the second time inside the Sugya of Zaya. You have a bayah the second time inside the Sugya of Nikiya. They think, come along, Lamont says, we're coming to be Machmo. We spoke out to be Machmo already by the case of Harif, or case of Nasluech. Or with Tosam Gamri, or case of Tachad Machmas Achas, but the case of Shishim, you bring down the Yesh Oimim, the Mice in this case, you want me Machma, if we make him, can we make him? Mice is a Yesh Oimim Machlaikis, and therefore it says, Machm Hefzid, a person can be make him. Hefzid explains the Shach, but the case of Hefzid Rubo. Now, the way, what's the lump over here, explains the Taz, the Shishim, says that even though we have a Kral, the Halacha in Isablo, Yetim Echaticha, Lechaticha, Bli Reitiv, Fila Mice is no Reitiv. And the gate, the sukkah of Recha, the chiddush is when we start everything together. That Yesh Oim is saying, we're putting everything together, nichol together of shishim, and then we can be mekel and said that lochel b'mokum hefset or hefset mubo. The ninth point, come along the Ramon says, we're saying over here to be mach mekel b'di'evet. However, the case of chometz and pesach and isur mashu that we know that 1 in a million mice is not going to be bottled. If so, let's be chayshish that Recha, even though lam also, but it's a top kolush. There's something in mice is there. And therefore, being done, Yesh Oimim, Maisa to be more Machmer, Yesh Oimim, not to Machalik. Again, Maskona of the Ramah is Machmer Hefse, the person carrying Mekel. Again, the Swan wants to say Machmer Hefse Rubo. The Shach says it sounds like Matrasis, the Maisa to be Machmer, even in case of a Tana Godel, and not to be Mekel in the case of the Eved. Maisa says maybe, because he holds Rech Ismael, so he holds Rech Lam also, but Sarachim. The Swan to be Chabot to the case of Pesach, in this versus Isser Mashu, with other cases, the Shach goes back and forth, different occurrences about it. This discusses it. So my son, again, that's Sif Aleph. We'll make it Sikkum. We'll get to after the end of Sif Dalet. Sif Beis is really a hamshach of the sugya of the idea of Reach. Come with the Mechaber, and he says, the whole entire sugya of Reach is a case of Sli. And we're cooking it inside a pot. That means one thing by itself, another thing by itself. The loch is even by a tana koton, even by a case of Piv Sosom, the mice said smutter. It's smutter. Now, what does it mean over here in the case of the Piv Sosom? The way the Ramah explains, it's sosa, meaning it's not psuch legami, but it's open a little bit. And therefore the loch says, shach is a mutu lechatchilo. Lechatchilo, a person can cook inside bishul, inside an oven, which open up a little bit. But let's say, says Ramah, it's closed all four sides. How it gives example, like a tmona on Shabbos, the loch is, in that situation, only mokum hefzid can be mekel. That means it comes out, number one, bishul is mutter. Number two, when sosa legami, like a tmona, explains the Magar Avraham. What do you mean a tmono? Why give me an example for it? Like you're doing a bishulis man rav, like a tmono a long time. In a case of a long time, then the only be making a mokum hefsim rubo. Now, it speaks of the Shach, what's the lumdus over here to be making the case of a bishul versus Masha Enkin, the case of Tzli to be Machbel Hadchilo? He first starts off saying the Losh of the Torah and the Rajbo, because the case of bishul, it's not an open fire, being cooked over here, is not so much of a Reach like a case of Tzli, as more a case of a Reach. However, he goes on further, according to the Beis Yosef, says that's not the Yisoid. The Yisoid is because there's a Kedah that's being mafsik. You have a fire, there's nothing in between the fire to the food that's Tzli that has strong Reach. When you have a kedei over here, a hefzik kedei between the case of the tzli versus the food on top, that stops the koyach of the reich. Nachkamina is basically the case of a frog and egg. A frog and egg is not bishul; it's a case of tzli called tzli kader. Maisa case of hefzik kedei. There's a hefzik between the fire and the egg. Or you can even take a steak and fry it on top of a frying pan. So you have to do a case of using a kli in between, when the shach be nichol again of sebeis of bishul, the motor even lechatchila would open a little bit, and that mashekin not nichol in category of sli, a gam is called sli, called sli kader with the heftik in between. Now, by the case of atmono, again the words of the mamo is first can make love heftik rubo, a gam the mashal wants to be machmi heftik rubo. Meister shach says go like the bach to be makel by case heftik rubo. Sikimul is really a David study, but more the Hemshech of what happened over in the Sugya Reach is a case where a person, a guy, would take out with a mardeya, with his mardeya from the oven, a pashtido. And the question is, now next time we want to take out a yid's food with this same exact mardeya that is on top of it. So there are three halachas that said over here. Number one, the Mechaber says not to go use this mardeya. Now that says that Taz, even with the Yevd, if you use it, might says also, why you have Sham Nus on top of it? It went on top of your food, and therefore it's ulcer. Now he says, when it's ulcer, dafka the first time. Mashenkin, other times, the Meister will say, we had the Shabbos went off, and he only left the Blias. The Blias, the Meister, will not come out. There he says, let's say you took one out, the first time it's ulcer, got mixed in with another two, so the Blias inside, he says that God maybe it's or the Schabed, but the Blias is not really the Schabed. So one inside two, so the Taz, the Meister, it's mutter. Now again, the Taz is saying over here, the loch is that the Blias will not come out from Adeo the second, third, or fourth time. The question is, you learn Simu Kufhe, Siv Zayin, the Blias come out from a Kli, inside fruit. As doing fact, the Dagma Bavo, and then he says the whole way the Taz second over, look at the Makoshway, he's saying over the wrong Kimto, so tell you to the Taz, Ayin Shum. We come at the second point over here. He says over here, when the Blias, the Maisi can't use it because the Iyashir bin Nacher explains the Taz, like God, usually we have a Klal, everyone, every single household, Jewish household knows. When the get to goy, it's not going to listen to him anyway. The not going to listen to you anyway. And nichol get a v'yasher, and therefore nichol category v'yevin. And ma'isi can go use this madaya. A third point, he says, you want to cash into this madaya. He says hagol does not work, and the klipa will not work. The kli umnis. I mean, he explains the shach. How do you do hagol? How do you cash the things? Kablei kach boltoi. Went into hagol through water, cash into hagol. When they went through fire, you cash the madeya through leave on fire. If you want to go cash your madeya, your wooden madeya through fire, it won't really last because wood and fire don't go hand in hand. So you really can't cash it through the case of leave on. Siv Dalid is a Pila Sugim Sochim, the Sugim of Zero, a case where you have a pass on top of your Yayin Nesach. Now there are four different cases floating around over here in the Gemara. We're talking about Machaber and Ramo, the Noshikalim, Machaber. First case over here is when you have a pas that's hot on top of a chavis that's psuach. They have two chesreinus. It's a hot pas that draws in the vapor. In the case over here of a chavis that's psuach over here, on top of the yayin nesach, the book explains where is it psuach. The pas is on the neck of that psuach in the chavis over here. The loch is the maisetz osir. Why is it osir? Explain the shach. It's going to draw inside the wine. Once you draw inside the wine, you have wine inside your pas over here. Now the shach says, even though it says yayin nesach, means even a case of stam yain or other yain, that even though it's nichol get a mutimano, maybe, with machlekes, but mice nichol in the category of achilo. That means again, if you draw the vapors into your pas, not asking yourself the sugya of reich, asking yourself the sugya of achilo. Mash Enkin says in Mechaber, if you're missing one of them, let's say it's open, but it's the pas that's sainenis, or in the case of where it's closed, but the pas where it's hot, then loch is muti even achilo. Mamshut Mechaber, that's in the case of regular pas. But let's say it's Sa'ir in a pas made of barley over here. Then if it's one or the other, Mechaber brings down the case of pas chamo, or the Shach brings down the case of when it's Pesuach, one or the other, the mais will be Machmer. So coming over here, either by regular pas to be Machmer, the loch is daf with two things, two chasrainusim, when it's open and chamo. By Sa'ir, one or the other, the mais will be Machmer. But the Yevid, we come along to Aser. So first, in this category, Sif Alf Sif Dalid, the Maisa, what came out is before we get to Sif Hay. That means Alf Dalid is a sugya of Reach Negate Achilo. Hay Thu Zain is Reach Negate Smelling. That's how it's brought up the Simon over here. First, Negate Achilo, Negate Reach comes out. Aleph. We're going to pass in Achilo. Aloche is also like Achilo for a person to go do an act of Reach, one to another, pass with Isser, or pass with most of the Iwit Cholov over here. But the Ever the Maisa will make all. That's why passing like Levi, according to Rashi, the Rif and Rambam. However, we'll have four times that's mutter, we'll have four times that's osir, and four times we make a mok mehefsir ruba. The four times that's mutter l'adchila, a case when it's a big oven, it's open l'gamri. A second time is mutter l'adchila, when two things, the maisa akotosh, taz and shach, hagam, the posh gom bignam, machma tov l'abracha. A third time you make it, one of them is mechusr, the mechaber. And the fourth time is, when the case of bishul, when it's open a little bit, we make l'adchila. Four times the asir totally, a case of charif, where both of them are opened. A second time, the shach has been moisted, it's made to give off a smell. Let's say you're putting basar inside your oven to give off smell into your potatoes. A third time, when under machvas achas, one frying pan, it's very enclosed. And the fourth time is, when a case of this pass, that is double problem, when it's open or hot, or sorry, one of the problems, might get an asr. Four times, the loch is have to move off. Either case over here, when your oven is closed, however, it's a case of godel or cotton. A second time, when a case where it really should be also, like harif, nasal reach, but a case of shishim. Or fourth time, was a case of isser mashu. Or a fifth time, was a case over here that's being atmono, around the whole time, like a case of bishul, kamal to be mekel, only situation of hefsim ruba. Now, lalocha, if a person is you, what's lalocha, the din, let's say in a test, someone is you, what's the din of a tanner? You have to realize there's six cases over here floating around. You have to answer all six. How are the six? So the tanner godel and the tanner cotton. In the tanner godel, there's Psuch Legamri, Psuch Tzas, and Sosom Legamri. The Tanak Kotun is Psuch Legamri, Psuch Tzas, and Sosom Legamri. So there are six cases. Someone asks you, what's a locha, reach inside the oven? Very simple, six cases. If it has both milas open fully, and it's a big oven over here, the mice is Mutu Lechatchilo. In the case over here, it's a Tanak Kotun, and Psuch Tzas, the next level, B'dievet. The case over here, it's Piv that's Sosom, the next level, Hefsimubo, to be Dargus. Mash Enkin is a Tana Koton. The loch is when Psuach Legamri, it's only with the Eved. Psuach Tzas, only with the Eved. But Sosom Legamri, have some Rubo. The get to our ovens, what comes out? Our ovens, the loch is, the Matthias is only Psuach Tzas. Right, the vent in the back. So the Psuach Tzas. That means whether it's Godel, whether it's cotton, whether you hold what the Shia of Yubbez or Serenim is, the Chlal does not make a difference. The one means the Karko, the walls does not make a difference. Either way, it's only Mutter with the Eved. The Chachilin not to go do it. Negate oven is very simple. B'dievet l'chadzil to be machmer, b'dievet to be mekel. Next klal. Come on over here, the sugya of reach, negate to smelling now. Smelling. First, we have a sugya of bas tehei. Bas tehei, where, as explained, Rashi says over, you have a nekev inside this magufa, inside this chavos over here, and you want to go check over here exactly, is this wine good wine or not? You have one inside a barrel, you want to go taste it. Therefore, either the way the mechab is over, you suck it in with your mouth, and therefore you have the vapors inside your mouth. Well, there are other rishonim say you suck it in with your nose. Well, the goin, the chachmazot, and gaval could be both cases over here, whether it's your nose or with your mouth over here. Says the Gemara, in a case where it's a yiddish wine, and the guy wants to do a case of baste, goes smell it, go taste it, vapors are good, the goin does not answer it. But let's say, for example, it's goyish wine, and you don't want to go over here to go taste the vapors. See, the wine is good, machloik sabai versus rovo. Bai says osir, Rava says mutter. What's the reason? You want to say machloik is the rechel moso, rechel la moso. The Maya said, we know we paskin like always Rava, except in case of yalkigam. This is not one of the yalkigams. Different Mechab said, the local Maya, the person has right over here to go smell with his mouth, his rech, dech, nekel, chovis. No problem, because we're rechel la moso. Now, there's a Pesach Tshuva against the Val, quoting on the Shara Melech, the Ger to Tabak. It seems in those days they put Yain Nesach on top of Tabak. And there's a bunch of questions in the Metzias and why they were doing it for. And really, the Pesach Tshuva being done in the Shah Melech, five different points he discusses. Number one, he gets about maybe the Shishim. Seven Shishim. Number two, he says, why are they putting the wine there for? If it's Tzureach, the Chabal is in Maisa's Mutter. If it's Chazek, Yom Bayam says, Tzure, no. Why he gets involved? Maybe it's Mimbush Eine Minoy, Botum Shishim. Why he gets involved with Stam Yain, Bizman of them, Drabonon, so Domon Lukul over here. What he gets involved with, the whole idea is that Stam Yain is also by law, it's not that simple. You look up the loch at Simon Kuch of Gimel and Sif Aleph, the Mechab is Machmer. The Ma'al, the Maisa, goes on further and says, not that simple, Yeshem to be Mekel. He said, Toy Lahachmer. Otherwise, by selling. Toy Lahachmer by selling. It's not that clear. So, with all these spores of Yehle Meiser, we're not sure of the Shishim, why they're putting there for, it should be a Sri Bastahei, maybe there's no Surah, no. All these spores of the Meiser, the Shamelech wants to be Mekel. We spoke out then, why others want to argue on the Shamelech. That's why the Shamelech wants to be Mekel. The Ramah goes on further, quotes David study, but it's built upon the Sugya of Reichel. He says, can a person taste Ti'imo? It's Ti'imo Osir. We know Chazir is Osir. Can eat. What about Ti'imo? He says, Halacha is Ti'imo, even though you can taste it with your mouth and spit out, the mice is Osir. Now, why is it Osir? The way the Taz says over, he says, why is Logo Meirach Reichel coming to Asir? Here, also Ti'imo mice coming to Asir. Mice, look up through Rivosh inside, he says, Kun the man, Reichel, Namoso. What's the reason to Aser? And true, we have Makar to Aser, the Sugya of Bastai. But what's the Svar to Aser? So, why? A different reason. Shem Yavav Achla. You might come to eat it. You taste something, you might come to eat it. Now, this din, Agam, the Ramot being down atop the Sugya of Yain Nesach, the Suruna, speaks on the Shach, looking at the Makar Shabai. There's no difference whether it's Isachila or Chazar or Suruna. Either way, the Maisa Ti'ima is also. Something you cannot eat, you cannot taste. Why can you taste it? Zero double, but tasting Maisa is also. Mam Shukh Ramot. It says you want to be mazalef, you want to spray a top of things with the yain nesach to make sure the dust does not come off. It says if negeta yain nesach mamish, it's also. I was tam yain that's mutter bano, the mice it's mutter. In fact, the shach, I just said over before in Kuch of Gimel, the Ramos said the chatchit be machman tam yain, tisirino. So why were they saying the mice it's mutter? In Kuch of Gimel, the mice Ramos says tam yain be machmer or toivla achmer. It says maybe to machalef, the mice is not that simple. Kasho. Sivov is a case where you have besamim that you put inside a kankan of yain nesach. And now you take out the besamim and you want to smell it. Are you allowed to smell the besamim? That means a case of papalim or the ginger over here. You want to smell it. It says the mechaber l'maisi can't smell it, except for besamim by Avdolo, the maisi cannot smell it. Why can you? Yes, why can you not? So the reason why you can't send the shach and taz for three different reasons. Number one, he says, when your person has the yain that goes into the besamim, the yain is not making stronger the besamim. It's not helping out the besamim. Number two is, when you put the besamim inside the yain, why do it for? It wasn't for the yain to go in the besamim, it's vakert. You whole kavona was put the besamim inside the yain. And number three, when you come to smell the besamim, you have no kavona to smell yain. Your whole kavona is only inside the sugya besamim. Those three reasons why you make all the besamim to smell stamazai. If so, so why can I use it for Abdullah? He's mamshech with the said a criminal peschecho something b'makam mitzvah that something negate a noble person with more machshiv or more machshiv not to use b'samim by the case of Avdolo become technically it's mutter. This is shach and long because a kesef gets about using zangvil or papalim by Avdolo. Now a sugya of a ma'is machlokes taz versus the shach. Siv zayin is a sugya of against smelling, but there are two cases over here. One is by case of isura, I know you want to smell. One in the case of isra achili, you want to smell. Mechaber speaks out by the case of a son by a goy, by klai kerem, by erlo meister osle reich, and it comes out that really are three cases in isurino. Number one, isurino that something is oimel reich. That means you have these besom that's isurino by the zara oimel reich, avad is osle reich, osmano. A situation was oimel achila, you have an apple that's erlo. You can go smell it. Meister, the case of isurino, kamul l'shach his maskona is he says only machba by the zara, but otherwise the meister person can be meikel. Seems to be his maskona. Mashenki, in third case, avoid the Zorah, comes Ibn Achili, wants to answer. Mashenki, the case of Yisru Achila, that's not Yisru Eno, come to Pesach Tshuva, bring down the Shulag Yubayrim, and wants a tiny of its Oymil Reich, Oym to smell it. The Loch is, he wants to say it's Osir to smell it. In fact, the Mun Shmuel, he lived with Zman Ashach, why is Osir smell it for? There's no Yisru Eno, go smell it, Mashu Mimotor. A second he came to, something's Oymil Achila, you want to go smell it, is the Achshash over here, again, come to Pesach Tshuva, bring down the Mun Shmuel, can smell it. And we spoke out to be halacha in Hilchos Pesach and the Hilchos of Brachas. It says not to go smell either chametz and Pesach, not to go smell musk over here. Why can't go smell it? Might come to go eat it over here. It was someone who read the Chaburah and gave it to Irop. Irop is a pitcher that put water inside, and when you drink it, they're selling it, I think, past year or two, and you drink it, it smells, it has a taste as if there's some flavor to it. Now, what they did over here, very interesting, cha. Tried to read about it yesterday and past couple weeks. They made an akimt over here that since the way how people taste things, the taste bud, when it smells things, it's as if you taste it. Therefore, they have a pod inside this bottle that's really a smelling pod. And therefore, when you, and they put it right by your nose, when you drink it and suck it in, the vapors go inside your mouth. So you have a bottle that we use over and over and over. You pour water inside. You drink the water. And it tastes, let's say, like apple juice. Or tastes like Coke. Whatever. It tastes whatever it tastes like. Coke has fizz, without fizz. Apple juice, orange juice, tastes like it. Why I use pure water? Because the vapors of inside this pod has the taste of the smell of orange juice. And therefore, you think you're drinking orange juice. You think you're drinking apple juice. The question now is, do you need hashkocho on this, something called Irup? So, the Machon technology over here, Rav Halpern, you want time to, it's only Reach, what's this, or what's Mabayat? Why should be Mutter? The CRC writes, it needs Ashkocho over here. It needs Ashkocho. Someone gave me the sheer why. Why need Ashkocho for? So, I was listening to the sheer last night, Rav Dover Cohen from the CRC. He says, he says, people call the Halacha over Sifrei, Basay, Maisis Mutter. Basay the Maisa, what does the Shach say about us at the end of the Simen? The reason why Basay the Maisa is Mutter, I might see you getting out of it, because it's going to be Mazakyu, and therefore, since it's going to be Mazakyu, therefore there's no one not out of it, and therefore by the Shiai Nesach, you'll have to suck it in, because no one not, because it can be Mazakyu. It's not worth the value, it can be Mazakyu. The Rebbe says, without the Svar being Mazakyu, Maisa be Machmer, say anything you suck in the vapors, say it's Ulcer. He says, before it's a Shach, Shach is Machaber, the Maisa is Ulcer. Never the CRC says in Ashkocho, and they didn't. They said they not asked them to give Ashkocho yet. But fine, they say to give Ashkocho. And if you also want to answer something like cigarettes, that's not real. It's citrus. Cigarettes that are citrus. You want to ask for the same reason. It's something that you, if you have no nicotine, there's no nothing inside of it. But it's if you're tasting it through the act of smelling.
So I think it's bad.
It has no nicotine. No.
I'm saying vapes.
Not vape, he said better than vape. It's better than the one sell.
Well, why would vape be better
than I don't know what vape is. You have to ask people to cover up. Oh, you have to ask my kids. Maisa, 2 points on CRC, before on these two cases over here. Maisa, at the end of the day, the Shach says to be Mekel, except for Zara. So he's calling a Shach to say Apitosis, to be Mazgul, the Maisa to be Machmer. The Shach, and then the Maisa is Mekel, and the Bialocha, we saw already. Says in Hilchos Pesach, passing the Kaimel Lalochla Maisa's Mutter. Second, I think there's a confusion what he's saying it to. The Shach will be discussing is Sigur and Isur Ano. In Isur Ano, Yam Yano, the vapors are going inside. Taking Mazik overrides it. Here we're discussing a Sigur Chor of Achilo. And vapors going inside, it's less than Gedda of Timo, it's vapors. And we have no Makar at all to answer by the Zirup or by the citrus type of cigarette. They get to Reach with only Isachilo. The whole hack over here and the Shach come along to us, we can understand that himself is one we make all, they get to Isra, no, not Isachilo. So, that's what, after I heard the Shia last night, 2 in the morning, I think I have to write him, maybe I didn't write him, figure out what exactly is going on over here, why the CRC says, Nidash Ashkocho on the website. It doesn't say grape flavor. Why should orange or apple or flavors? There's no reason at all. Arla. So, no, we'll get to Arla a little later on, but why should we assume there's Arla over here?
It's probably all beneficial anyway.
It's why should we assume that way? Fine. So, we have another, something else we could use instead of vape, instead of cigarettes. It's a Milo. Fine. Simikov test. The sigil over here of Yavish B'Yavish, we got mixing one with another. So first, the Makor of the Sidney over here, we have a Mishnah Chulin, Tavtakvav and Beis, the Mishnah over there says by case of Kehanosho, the case of Chetich Zavelo, or if Tomei, Loch is when it's not Nicker, Loch is not Bottle. Back to Gemara, Tavtakvav, Tavtakvav and Beis, Maisa, why, let be Bottle Beruba. My answer is for Kehanosho, but that's a Geberio, but the case of Chetich Zavelo, or Dak Tomei, why, that's a Sigil Dovish Arminian, or Red is Chabed. Otherwise, we see the Gemara would say, without these milas of Dovish of Minyan, or the case where there's Chabed or Beria, what's the Locha? Be Batal and Roiv. Where's the Makar to Batal and Roiv? It's the Tan Shach, or Pasuk in the Torah, Achor Abel Hakleis, case in Bezdin, Pasuk in Mishpatim. Now, to apply it, you have to realize first there are 4 different types of mixtures you can have. This first is a mixture, a Teruvah, that's one is Lach Balach, and something you call Yavish B'Yavish. What is Yavish B'Yavish? So Yavish means dry. drink that raw, the geder is not dry. The geder is iso imim ba'atzmoy. It stands by itself. Explains to Shach, what does that mean? The holy kimta in the Mishnah on Chulin is you have a pot over here with beans and potatoes and chicken and meat and all mixed together. The Gemara says, when a nice time is taken care of, you still have to worry about this meat and avela with the meat that's kosher mixed one with another. That means even though it got cooked with water over here, and the time is taken care of, but since it stands by itself, a gums in a pot over here, therefore the loch is, since it's not intertwined like liquids intertwined, has a get of yovesh. So the definition of yovesh is iso imim ba'atzmoy. That's Aleph. Second thing is, we have a case over here of lach balach. Says, come on, Lashach, what's kemach ba'kemach? Very fine flour. Is that like intertwined like lach balach anach? You come on, you pass it like a bach. The loch has a get of lach, flour, and therefore has a loch of shishim. Gam kivega brings down the Rambam, says has get of yovesh, therefore the loch case of roiv. Now, there are also now two different types of mixtures. You have a case of mim b'minoy, and min shlo b'minoy. So come along, we have four cases over here. Yovesh, b'minoy, yovesh, shlo b'minoy, lach b'minoy, lach shlo b'minoy. So what comes down from these four cases? First, the case of lach shlo b'minoy, that's a classic, we pass from the shishim d'raisa. Agam, we saw in Siman Tzadaches, the base of Gimel, Machlokes, Rashi, and Tracius, Tam Kekke d'Rabon, or d'raisa, we pass from Tam Kekke d'raisa. Therefore, lach b'minoy, what's a lach shlo b'minoy, shishim d'raisa. But let's say it's missing one or the other. Let's say it's lach b'minoy, or the case of yovesh shloi b'minoy, then lach is still shishim, but only drabonon. Why is it the case over here of drabonon? Each one has a different reason. The reason why yovesh shloi b'minoy, why it could come to mavashel. The reason lach b'minoy is exer otu shloi b'minoy. But let's say it's missing both. It's a yovesh and a case of minoy, that means lafuke lach. Lafuke shloi b'minoy, missing two aspects over here, then the lach is a bottom roiv, achrab lahatas, agam. The Gemara says that the Ari Rishonim want to say it's Shishim. Those want to say Rashi goes that way, Ziram in that way, Ravit. Maish, we pass in the bottom of Rav. Now go through these cases over here. First, we have cases of Yavish, B'Yavish, B'Minoy. What's the Alocha? The Alocha speaks of the Mechaber. When it's Chaticha, that's not really Chabed, because really Chabed. We know now, no. Simkuf Aleph, Simkuf Yod, Sadr Shach, the Baya of Kfuad Rabbonim, one of the Setter. But the case is not really Chabed. What's the Alocha? B'Minoy, Yavish, B'Yavish, Maish is bottle for Rav. Chabed tray is bottle. What does that mean? It's very clear in the base. So the four different malachim among the Rishonim. The way how the Torah goes like its father Rosh, the loch is one is bottle and two, you can eat them all b'vas achas. Why? It's hapech. It turned over, the Isser came into Heter. Atzad HaSheni, the second sheet of the Rashba says, you cannot eat them all together. You can only eat them one at a time, or two at a time, but cannot eat them all together. And why? You have to tell and say, the one I'm picking up is Heter. Next one, this is Heter. Next one, this is Heter. The Pash is, as the Taz sounds like, the Pimgon Mishpul go, it's only Dindra Abonon. He really greased in this Hapech. But how would make our Chokka looks very bad, eat all three together. I said, Ashlishi, the one big now from Taisvis, the smack goes this way. One person to eat them, the Zechaz is also Osir. One person looks very bad to eat the same thing. I can eat it, you can eat it, but not one person can eat all three pieces. A Sadra V, the Chumma of Rashi, they call it, the Lochaz, you have to throw one out, either give one to Goy or get rid of one of them, and then you can eat the other two. Once you have the other two left behind, Sefer Zechuvah can eat them both together once you get rid of one of them. Aloch l'maisa paskim. First, the Mechaber has a stam v'yishim. Aloch b'stam v'yipasim like the Rashba. Aloch is you cannot eat all three together. You can only eat one at a time, two together, but you cannot eat all three together. We'll see if I can also say, that's how you paskim. Agam, he brings down the yesh oimim. Yesh oimim says Aloch is you can eat, one person should not eat them. One person should not eat them all together. Only two different people over here. And that's why I'm going on further, saying, that's the correct thing. One person should not eat all of them. Go a little further, and brings down a chumim ba'almo, the loch should throw out one of them, or give one to a guy. It's a base, you see the more paskins, but we have simubo like the Rosh. Now, the reason why he left out the sefalot, it's a base he put in the Rosh, it's a base case of Bishol. The loch is, there's no way to eat it by itself. Sefalot without a case of Bishol, there's no way of having the kimtav, have simubo. You see, it's not possible. The Maisa comes out in the gate of the Ashkenaz. Maisa the Ramah brings down all four halachas, all four shitas. Number one, B'mok Mehef should go like the Rosh. Number two, Mikadin like the Rashba should not eat them all together. Number three, Lechat Chilo, a person should not eat all three of them, even Zechazeh. And number four, the Chumam Ba'almal, the Mishur Sadim, to throw one of them out. Now, take away the halacha is Roiv. So, two questions to get to Roiv. Number one, is Roiv mean a drop more, or does it mean double? Is it five? And one more, and five and six, Is it 10, 11, 12, and 13? Or no, it's be 2, verse 4. Be 4, verse 8. 8, verse 16. Is it double amount or not? The first epistle should be down to Pichodosh, even a Masher. Chilich Beis Yudo. Instead of Sheni being down to Minchas Yaakov. They want to say the Lokh is careful, double amount. Pasha is careful only to do upon it, because Bezin, with the Mekor for Lokh Akar Mlatis, is even a case of one, even a Masher. Maisha Pim Gonam goes in front and says to be Machman a case of Dereisa, the Abonin can be Mekel. However, even in a case of Dereisa, those are some on the pre Chodosh ain't Ligger Boy. Don't yell at them. I mean, it sounds like Pim Gonam want to be Machmer. Maisha, as far as I know, the Moin Am or the place can go, the Maisha, the Getter is a Mashu. Once you even drop more, Achrab Lahatus. The second point to Roiv, the question is, how do you read a Shach? The Shach says, well, let's say two of the pieces are smaller, they're still Mavotal. What do you mean two pieces are smaller? Two pieces are smaller than the other one, even after they're together. And that would mean the loch is go after Rave Minion. Or two of them, each one by itself is smaller, but together they're bigger than the third one, and go after Rave Binion. So when the Shach says they're both smaller, meaning before Nevada, but when they put them together, what happens? Are they still smaller than the third one, or the bigger? Do you go after Rave Minion or Rave Binion? The show in the Chinuch Beis Yehuda wants to say go after Rave Minion, that's Pshat the Shach over here. Mashenkin, the Chinuch Beis Yehuda himself, the place you want to go, the loch is you have to be at the end of the day, the two of them are bigger than the third one over here. We need to get it over here of also Rave Binion. The second Akimto, again, so you went through the first loch of Yavish B'Yavish of Mimbe Minoi. Second thing is Yavish Bin Shaloi B'Minoi. Now, if it's Min Shaloi B'Minoi, it's not Nicker. How do you have a case it's not Nicker? It's Min Shaloi B'Minoi. The Shach has to be Akimtos. Either close to where the Torah says, oh, the very small pieces over here. Or second case, he says, we know one of the treif. I do not know which one of the three over here is treif. Or third Akimto, he says, when it looks the same, like on the taste of mice, it might be different. Like a case of chicken and meat, it might look the same, but the taste is very different. What's the halacha? Come on, Raman says we still need shishim. Why? The halacha says the Achrayim. Shemi Vashlam might come to go cook it together. Miyavaya of Min Shlam Midalach Balach. Now, Moshe the Raman says there is no chilik whether it's Isra Rabbanon or Nisra Deraisa. The question is, what does Raman mean? There's no chilik whether the Isra Rabbanon or Deraisa. Going back on the Mechabes case, the ratio over here of the case of Min Beminoi, or is it even going on in the case of Min Shlam Beminoi, his own case of the Raman? What's he going back on? Come on, the Shach, and he first starts off saying, first by the Isra Rabbanon, you should just know there's a Gleis Oshri, that even in the case of one verse one, so the Balakula, Maisi can be Mekel. That's the place say no, Ikvid Yisro, Vatri Machmer. Having a case where you have Rav and not Shishim, come on, you want to say, you read the simple reading of Ramah, it sounds like there's no Chilik, where the Isra Rabbanon, Isra Raisi, Yatri Machmer. Then he says, why should that be so? No reason, Shemi Yavashlam, come to the Isra Raiso, he'll never come to the case of Isra Raiso. And if you want time, maybe what the Ramon means to go back on, going back on the ratio of the Mechaber, and then his words of going back on the ratio of Min B'Minoi, and his own words of Min Shaloi B'Minoi. And therefore the Shach wants to say, the Lokh is enough to arrive by Isra Rabbanon. Maisim Kirego here says, look at the Shach in Klali Svek Sveko. He writes over here, we'll get to in 2-3 weeks. He passed on the Lokh is to be Machmer in the case, unless it's never an Elekha Hefzik Kulehai. Otherwise, Maisim wants to be Machmer. The Gemara over here is on the page, he wants to be Mekel. Otherwise, he said to be Machma, unless in the case of a Hefzid or in the case of Nevan. Kirege goes on further, saying the Shach is saying, by Isra Rabbanon, the halacha is by Yavish B'Yavish Shlok Minay to be Mekel. What about Isra Rabbanon by case of Lach Balach? I said, no, it would be the Shishim, because it comes from a different avenue. Not Shemi Yavashlam, it sounds to go Xero Otto Shlok Minay. So therefore, over here, by Lach B'Lach B'Minay is a separate reason for being Machma, Otto Shlok Minay, it would be in the case of Shishim. Kirege brings down a case where you have three pieces in front of you, one kazayas, and then one is 30, one is 30. So together, there's 31. It's always a case of roiv over here. So you have one, 30, and 30. You have a bit of a roiv. You have a case over here, and the stavik shishim, so the halacha of stavik rabbanon person can be mekel. I shall be vashlam, but the rabbanon person can be mekel. Maisim be vashlam, maisim tzalser. Because Keshuvah has another case, so let's say a case of Min Shle'im B'Minoi, by case of Yavish, and you lost part of it, it's Nichol Nikeder of Savik Shishim and Nishbach, which can be Mekel or not. You had a Tzatri Machmov here, the Cheskes Isser, and the days in Meister, you can be Mekel, you act the Shachov here, Nichol Nikeder of Nishbach. Zipbeis. I mean, we have a case of Yavish B'Yavish that was not cooked together, it stood all by itself. You have a case of Yavish B'Yavish that got cooked together. So in essence, what happened? They got intertwined the time over here. You have to twine the tam as if you eat them all together. If you have one piece to eat it by itself, according to the Rashba, you have the tam of the other pieces. You have a bayam, it's how you're eating them. Leave the mechabel the shitosa, pass like the rashba, says you cannot eat the mevas achas. They said over here, it's a beis, the mice, you cannot eat this piece that got cooked together. So if so, what is the eitzah? Two eitzahs. One is says the mechaber, when he had the pieces, each one by itself, all three mixed together, you want to cook them, says be moisif, add in another 50 cent pieces, you be moisif with the oil before they got cooked together, now you want to cook them together, not coming to mevatel iser. Explain to Taz and Shach, what's the reason? Because each one by itself, the mice is a motor, not be mevatel iser. A second eitzah of the Shach, he says, go cook them in two different pots. Three different pots. Well, I cook them separately, so the time from one is not going to another, it's not eating them biyachad, you can eat each one by itself. That's according to the Mechaber. The Mo goes on further and says, however, let's say you know the Teroivis, and the Maisa cook them all together, and the Maisa is motor. But Mokum have said, why? The Rosh Hashita. The Rosh Hashita is that the Maisa and the Sapek, the all motor, the piece of the motor. I explain to basically, if I the time one to another, let's ask me to give time. He says, Tom Gicker, if the Ik is motor, Tom Mice is motor. Can be more common than the piece itself is motor, the Tom itself also is motor. Taz explains, what is this? Yisraeli boy wants a shame het upon it, Mice is heter. But let's say it's Kodim Shinoida, you did not know this initial here. And the Loch is Yim Vashal, the three pieces in two different Kedayus, what's the Loch? The Bach says he wants to make Madachi says the person would cook them all together. When you cook them all together, the Mice is Osir. However, when it's two different paths, we come on to the Mice's motor. He did not know about it. Two different paths, the Mice should be motor. Why? Serve the Bonukulo. Kamal Shachan says, no. You say, Shema, you very important. You say, without idea, there is no Bittel. There's no Bittel. Therefore, when you cook them together, two pots, what are you left with? Really, it's one and one now. Either two pieces of one and one another. There's one pot that's Osir, one pot that's motor. Serve the Mice, look over here, to be Machma over here. And therefore, Kamal Pesach Chuman says, whether it's a case over here of Bishel, or the case of lichad is no difference. The concept is going to machmer so the shach. When you do not know about, cook them in two different pots. Since it's now lichad get a stuff to rise, the chum you have to be machmer. Just to go back to the sugya of kiyas over here, sugya of arlo, maybe that Moshe is discussing. There's a question we didn't speak out, but be very clear. You go to the shuk. People want to know what's the problem going to the shuk, go buying from a chilani, go do his own chumas and maisvis. And the Maestro, go eat it, no problem. So the question really comes along the Sukh of Arlo. Now, there are different lists how much in the Sukh is Arlo. Things can be up to 80%. Things are 40%. Sometimes it's less than 1%. Different numbers are flowing around, different lists over there. Exactly what could be in the Sukh could be, how much could be the Chashash of Arlo over there. Now, that means how much can be voted to 1 to 200? Now, the question really is, the Geta Kfuah, is the Mumar in the Sukh a Parish? Let's say we know the numbers are 40% Zorla in the market, or 10% of the market, 5% of the market, 5%. Is the Mumma a case of Parish or is it Kvua? What is the Mumma that's selling in the market? And really, there are two different akimtas that can happen. One is the Yisrael tells the seller to go sell it to me. Sorry, not the Yisrael. The Mumma tells the person to go sell it to me. The Mumma says, and therefore he sends it to the Mumma. That means the Mumma is for it. There's another way where the Mumar sent it. Two different cases over here. That sounds like it should be the same thing. Two different cases. One is when the owner is the Mumar sending it. One when the store is the Mumar that's asking for it.
So send it without the blasphemy.
No. What happened? He's delivering it and he wants to get rid of it. Or sometimes, no, you're asking for it. We'll see. We'll see the two different ways.
Deliver without asking?
It could really be a Mumar for two different cases over here. It could be the owner that feels the Mumar. It could be the store, the guy is a mummer. So where's the mummer? What's making the problem over here? So we spoke out in the Lomda Shavoy, there are two ways to understand the concept of what's Nichle Geda Kriyas. What makes it Kriya? We spoke out the Shah Yosher and Shah Dalid and the Shah Shmaitza Dalid. Where the Shmaitza said over, where's the Mokam Nil HaSofik? We said over the Shah Yosher, Shemin Shkop, he says, the question, what is Yosofik? Then we spoke out. But let's say I took Mokum Kriyas. I come over and walk in the street. I'm now in the street. And Osher comes over to me and says, oh, what do you have over here? Like, I forgot. So for me, it's a Mokum Kriyas. And Osher, it's Nimtza. It's Berachayim. So for me, it's Isteraisa. For him, it's Motor. Because he's Nimtza. I'm in the street over here. We spoke out of Adonat. Why not? Either according to the Shmaitzo, where's Mokum Nel Sofik? When I took him from the store. So therefore, the sub was not in the Mokum Kriyas. So now Osher, who came to me, with the sub in Nalad, Mokum Kriyas. According to the Shai Yoisha, what's your site? Shai Yoisha is, what is my sophic? So when a guy comes to me, my his something is, he has to ask me what it is. And I'll say my answer. But I'm Nemon. I mean, explain to your boy why he has to go after the Kvias and not after the Nimtzo, where it is Nimtzo, because I am Nemon. Now, if Kamila point out the case of a Mummer, a Mummer is not Nemon. Yet, if you go after Mokum Nala Safik, that means, let's say the Mummer took the Mokum Kvias, that means Nimrod. So they call themselves Nimrod for whatever reason. And they, I never have that name. Fine, they call themselves Nimrod, and they walk in the street, and you meet him. He comes along and says, you know, you ask him what's a piece of meat. He says, I don't know. So when they get to this Nimrod over here, so he's not Nemon. So the guy, the Yidden meets him, case of Porush over here. We're in Makam Nadar Sofik, he has to know if it's kosher. In the store, Kvias. So it sounds like what should be Machlokes Shmeitzer versus the Shimon. What is this Kvias of Porush? The Meisel, the Issa of Yashiv, and we give Shir about, Roberto, he says, at the end of the day, we go like a Shmeitzer, Makam Nadar Sofik. And therefore, the law is we go after where it came from. Kvias, definitely get a Kvias. Not sure if it's Orlo or not. But Oid says, Yad Yehudim, Shom Zama Zashuv about the case of the gate, specifically Orlo. He wants a Taino. Maisa, he knows where it came from. Maisa, since he knows, therefore, it's where is the. It comes along that it's not Nichol in the category. Since he knows there is no Sophic over here, not Mokmish Nil that Sophic. Maisa, even when Taina according to Shimon, he gets involved with Shimon also. The Shmaisa, one time, still the Maisa, since he knows the Maisa is Nichol category, you have to go from the place where it came from. Either way, the one time Maisa, he knows where it came from. That's true, but it's not Makamil the Sophic. It's not that he said that after, not that I ask him and after, my kids go ask him. He knows.
Same thing as a
Goy. It's a Sophic, not what?
Goy is considered Kudesh.
No, because there's no chip to know at all, like you said.
Oh, yes?
And no chip to go to know. And taking a step further, maybe, the Meich, when he sends it to him, is also a Mummer, also how they look upon it. So really, there's the gate to the Shaitels, was that part of the tumult in there. The Shaitel was when these people who are getting it, Kaimim, or Mummer, or they're sending it to a person, so since they're sending it out over here, how do you look upon that? So the Yashuv, he has a whole tshuva to get to the Shaitels. First he writes that 75% of the Shaitels are from Avodah Zarah. The other 25% from Meiser, so he says, anyone tell me the numbers are not so, still, Kalkvua Kemechza Mechza. So first of all, afterwards the Mavar, that the person told the Yashuv the number 75%, he read the information incorrectly. Really, it said in the source 25%. And he understood 25% means that ones are not kosher. So first, the fact that the percentage of Yashiv, every Sefer afterwards says, were presented incorrectly. And second of all, Belsky, when he did the tshuva against the Yashiv, he says, why the world of calling the Rechaim Kul Nichol get a Kriyas? Maisa Shlom Kluger says, when they're sending to you, the Nichol get a Parish. I call the Parish, Ruba Parish. They point out, first of all, according to Shai Yashir, it's not Makmur al-Safik, he's sending it. Void, it's only the gate to the one who received it, not the guy who's sending it over here. Cycling the Shemaitzer, cycling to the Shimon Shkop, might should be more to either way. Shnichel get a parish, not Nichel get a kvor. If not 75% to 25%, might say to a Belsky sign it back, might say why it should be mutter, not Nichel get a kvor, Nichel get a parish. Again, I in the shoe is how they're trying to explain it, but the gate to your site, Erlo, which made the gate to the Shuk Shemoy, signed the gate to Shaitels, which was the Givane Gare, even the hack in the past year, again, these things has not been stopped. If you're going off for 20 years already, the Shaitel come over here, and the Shkop is over here, what's going on over here? It's a big Shiloh. What, lay shaitels? Good shaylah. I said for a reason. What's the word zara? That's part of the question. What exactly are they doing over there? Are they? What? No one knows what's going on. No one understands it. I don't know. Fine. Ben Hashem, there is yeshiva on Tuesday, and there is yeshiva. That means for people who can't take the bus because they keep 2 days yontif, they can come and walk over. Those who are zayich to keep one day, obviously come the is yeshiva over here. And that's why I know the people keep 2 days yontif. They like calling the Magar Rom, and it says the real matan Torah was really on Zion, and therefore the real Kabbalah Torah is really second day yontif. So what better place to Kabbalah Torah yeshivas here for Seidish Dag?
No, but you can't come to
Malacha. I'd say to Malacha, come here. Yeah, don't worry, we'll put on the light for you. And Taka will have a test. And Wednesday at Slocher Rabbah.